We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're in Emuna u'Bitachon. We're on page Chaf Vav, the 12th paragraph of the third chapter. The Chazon Ish had described that sometimes you have people who work very hard developing their traits, but they don't bother learning the details of the laws. And then they feel like, I'm doing everything right because I'm always trying to be a God-fearing person, but they don't know the details of how to behave. And if someone tries to come and tell them, you know, maybe that's not right, they get very upset. What do you mean that's not right? I'm doing everything for the sake of Hashem. You know how many things I forgo to do it right? They're not willing to hear that maybe they're doing something wrong, and they don't realize how much they're lacking because they think, being that I try to be a God-fearing person, I'm working very, very hard on being a good, kind person, and I forgo my own desires so many times a day, must be I'm right. It doesn't exactly work that way. It's not enough that I want to be a God-fearing person and a good and a kind person, and I'm doing everything to do that. If I don't know the details of how to do it, if I don't know the actual laws, what I'm entitled to and what not, then my intentions are just not enough. And all my work on forgoing my own desires is not going to be enough if I don't know the details of how I'm supposed to behave, the actual halacha. We're on page Chaf Vav. Omnam kvar gila gris atzal bigato, ki omnam kavanatam metzuya. The gris already revealed that even though these people have good intent, masahem kulkalim betachlita kikulkul, but their actions are actually the epitome of destructiveness. Ki mi shelo amal b'alacha biyun hadeketiv, because someone who hasn't worked really hard on understanding halacha, lo yada erkah, he doesn't even appreciate the value of halacha. Ve'ne'elam mimenu netivoteha. And a person ends up missing out on the pathways of halacha. Ve'chaser ha'ikar ba'avodat Hashem yitbarach. And he's missing the main element of serving Hashem. She'tzivah lishmo tzifei halacha v'lehov otah. You have to learn and observe the details of halacha and to love them. So if you don't know the system, you don't know the legal system of the Torah, you just know the ethics, the theory, the ideals, but you don't know the practical application, so what have you accomplished? Just as a person cannot observe the Sabbath without knowing the laws. You could say Sabbath is great, it's a day of rest, it's a day of family, it's a day of unity, it's a day of prayer. Wonderful, but do you know if you're allowed to turn on a light or not? There are some details to that day. You got to know the laws. A person can't be careful not to transgress the laws of Shabbos. He's going to walk outside eating his apple. He's going to finish the apple and throw it in the yard. And his son is going to say, Dad, aren't you planting on Shabbos? And he'll say, No. This is part of the ecosystem. You want me to throw the seeds to waste? Of course, I got to throw the seeds in the yard. Maybe they'll grow into a tree. And his son's going to say, But Dad, isn't that planting on Shabbos? If you throw it with the intention that maybe it'll grow into a tree, he doesn't know the halachas, but his son is right. He's sitting down with his son, and he pulls off a leaf, and his son says, Dad, what are you doing with that leaf? And he says, well, I was going to put it in my tea. And he says, well, isn't that harvesting on Shabbos? He says, what do you mean harvesting? You see me harvesting? I just took a leaf off. Right, thank you. Did a biblical prohibition. The kid's right. He pulls up an apple off the tree. Dad, isn't that also harvesting? Oh, come on, I just took an apple. Malas thought the kid's right. Taking an apple off a tree is also harvesting. The kid's right. So you want to keep Shabbos. I know the ideal. Son, don't you see? I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I say all of Tehillim before davening every Shabbos. I go to mikveh 3 times a Shabbos. I go to mikveh 5 times before Shabbos. Come on, I'm a holy person. No. It doesn't work that way. There are laws. It's not only about the theory, the system, the ethics, the values. There's a practical application. How do you keep Shabbos? A person can't be careful not to eat the prohibited foods without knowing what's prohibited. It's like a guy told me, true story, said he started learning about Judaism, and he learned that meat has to be kosher. You can't just eat non-kosher meat. So he did a very difficult task. He took it upon himself. He will no longer go to those restaurants that serve pork and meat. He was only eating lobster for the next half a year. True story. He said he sacrificed it. A half a year later, he discovered that lobster isn't either kosher. But he the poor guy, you know, he meant well. He meant well. He didn't know. No, okay. He didn't know. That's what the Chazon Ish says. You want to live a Jewish lifestyle, it's not enough to learn ethics and values and theory. You got to know the halachos. Ken lo yitachen nishama megezel v'chamas. The same is true about theft. You cannot be careful to be an honest person if you don't know the details without learning the laws of how I'm supposed to treat my fellow man. And undoubtedly, one who has not learned and researched to know it, undoubtedly, every step he takes, he doesn't realize that he's doing things that are prohibited. I once went to the coffee room, the yeshiva, and I was shocked. The guy makes coffee, he turns on the spigot, and he gets hot water, and then he pulls away his cup and lets the spigot keep running until he's ready, he shuts it. So the yeshiva allows you to take hot water to make a cup of coffee. Does the yeshiva allow you to let the water just run because you don't feel like shutting it this second? By what right? The yeshiva is investing. It costs money to run that hot water urn, and it costs money to get that water. So the yeshiva is willing to give us water. That's very nice of them. But does the yeshiva say you can do that? A guy walks out of the room and leaves the light on. So you could say, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is the Mahon pays over 30,000 shekel in electric bills every month. So it's nice that the Mahon covers it. No one's tuition really covers cost here. If you think about it for a second, the cost of the insurance the yeshiva needs, the taxes the yeshiva pays, the electric the yeshiva pays, the food the yeshiva pays. Think about it for a second, you'll realize there's no way. I mean, the budget the yeshiva has to pay is over 1 million shekel a month. No tuition here. Think about the students. You have 300 students here, 400 students here. It's not coming up to 1 million shekel a month. The yeshiva's budget is over 1 million shekel a month, right? The tuition doesn't really cover it. So the yeshiva says, fine, I'm covering that. But what happens when a student leaves and leaves the light on? He's doing something that's really wrong on a monetary ben adam l'chaveiro level. What does that mean? The yeshiva's coming towards you, but is that okay? A student takes dishes out of the lunchroom and doesn't bother returning them. So when he took them out, he transgressed. By what right are you taking it? The yeshiva says you're not allowed to take out dishes. I assume that's still the rule. I don't know what the rule is today. It used to be the rule. You weren't allowed to take dishes out of the lunchroom. A guy invites a friend, says, come eat in the yeshiva. No one cares. Do they really not care? Isn't it costing someone money? So on the laws of thievery, it's nice to be an ethical person. You have to learn the details. As you learn the details, you learn how to be careful. I'll give you one more small example people might overlook. The assumption is that between two Jews, if someone uses something that's less than the value of a pruta, we're willing to forgive it. A pruta. So a pruta is, let's say, 5 cents. So let's say your friend left his pen on the table and you used it. So it's wrong. You're not allowed to use it unless you know he doesn't mind. But we say that even though you did something wrong, he doesn't hold it against you. That's the assumption. But here in Machon Meir, we have people who are learning for the Giyur process, so they're not yet Jewish. If someone uses their pen without permission, he has stolen. The assumption is between two Jews, he'll forgive you. But if he's not yet Jewish, how could you do that without his permission? It's even worse. I'm just saying people don't necessarily think of it that way. Okay, that's also halacha. Back to our, we'll finish the paragraph, one more sentence. What good is it that a person prides himself in having all the finest traits? When in fact his hands are perpetually transgressing in acts of thievery. When a person tries to be very ethical and moral, but he doesn't know the details of application within the Torah, he's not succeeding in adhering to those ethics and morals because they work within a system. There are things that are within my right, there are things that are not within my right. I have to learn the halacha in order to know what's right and what's wrong. And this applies on a daily basis to all of us. So as we learn, we're not only learning the theoretical ethics and values, we also learn the practical applications. Yes, Joe.